Monsignor Charbel Maroon is a Lebanese-born Maronite pastor who is leading a group of American pilgrims to Lebanon to see Pope Benedict during his pastoral visit to the nation. He spoke to Vatican Radio's Tracy McClure about the importance of interfaith dialogue and the ecumenical dialogue and the need for the West to support Christians living in the Middle East.
We came for the papal visit. We have about 40 people that are on our tour from the United States, coming for 10 days, you know, 3 days before the Pope and a few days after, covering most of the parts of Lebanon, as well as participating with the Pope's special events and especially the main liturgy on Sunday.
What do you think will be the highlight for your group?
I believe, you know, just being in the presence of the Holy Father and just witnessing his presence in the Middle East as he is coming to proclaim, you know, peace and to bring peace to this part of the world. And, you know, just to declare that this part of the Holy Land is a very important, and it's a land that's been giving saints for so many years, and preservation of Christianity is most important, and the support from the West for the East is needed at this time more than ever before.
Now, one of the things that was discussed in the Synod, and of course Pope Benedict will be presenting the conclusions of that Synod in the form of the Apostolic Exhortation, one of the things that came out of the Synod was the need for the Catholic churches of the different rites to work more closely together and to cooperate as much as they can. In the United States, you have a very good history of cooperation between the churches. In your experience, where is there room for improvement?
There is always ever room for improvement. Just like the 12 apostles, they needed also some room for improvements most of the times. As churches, we are all under one umbrella. And we, being Catholics, the 21 Eastern Rites that are in the East, you know, we need to find ways in which we can cooperate together more, since we all share the same faith, the same sacraments, and the same leadership with the Pope. But also the call is to the Orthodox and to the other Christians of the East, who also need to unite efforts in order to keep Christianity alive. Because after all, we have one baptism and one Lord, and we all need to work for the same cause of providing the message of peace, the message of the Lord to everyone. And of course, this will have to be building bridges with the Muslims, with the Jews, with other traditions that are in the Middle East. So Christians are called to work together, and the Pope probably will make that very clear to them, that, you know, no matter what traditions you belong to, you are Catholic and you are in unity with the other rites that's around you.
In your local parish, you're in the United States. The United States, we've just passed the anniversary of September 11th. There have been strained relations between Muslims and Americans. How do you put into practice in your parish, in your community, this dialogue with Islam?
Dialogue has to be always opened. Again, you know, we have to distinguish between Arabs and Muslims, between Christians and Arabs, between Muslims and terrorism, and we cannot tie them together. You know, being Arab does not mean being Muslims, because we Christians belong to the Arab world, and we were before the Islam came into this part of the world. We have been here for 2,000 years. Jesus, from day one, established Christianity in Tyre and Sidon and Cana and parts of South Lebanon. So Christianity has been here from day one, and it's older than the Muslims who belong here. We belong as much as they do in Saudi Arabia and Iraq and Kuwait and everywhere else, because those at one time they used to be Christian lands. And we have to open bridges between each other. I look at the Muslim as a brother and a sister to me, as I expect them also to look at me as a brother and a sister, as well at the same time to look at me that I belong to this part of the world, and it is my right to live here as much as it is their right. And I'm not a second-class citizen. I'm a person with full dignity and with full respect, and I demand that from them as much as they would demand it from me.
Now, how will you be able to put into practice what the Pope is going to be outlining in the Apostolic Exhortation? We saw many of the things that were talked about at the Synod. We will see them again in that exhortation. How are you going to implement these things in your parish?
I'm sure there are things that we have to implement on a local level, on a parish level, even from 6,000 miles away from the United States. you know, what can we do there in order to support Christianity here in the Middle East? And we have been doing that. We have been doing that, you know, by supporting churches in certain towns here in town, by supporting Tele Lumière, and I serve as the president of Tele Lumière in the USA, by supporting...
Which is one of the chief Catholic television stations here.
It's the only 24/7 Christian television in the Middle East, and again, broadcasting worldwide. So we have lots of activities that are going on in our parish level to support, you know, Lebanon and Christianity here in the Middle East, and by keeping connection, you know, I have 40 people with me from the United States. It's not by accident, but because I want them to come to see Christianity here, to see the land where Jesus lived and he walked, and his mother and his apostles, and where Christianity was born 2,000 years ago, and to keep that connections between the East and the West, and hopefully they will encourage their families and their friends to come and visit Lebanon in the future. So I could do it on a personal level, on a parish level, on diocesan level, but at this time I'm doing it on a national level by bringing people from all over the United States to come and to be part of this historic event, you know, with the Pope's visit, the second Pope to visit in 10 years or so, as well as to show them the beauty of Lebanon.